Oh, this first hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University.
It's a calling, a strange compulsion that makes us leave our homes, taking music on the road. We can't deny it, though we sometimes try it. It always haunts us if we hesitate to go. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sunlight of your day. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May you find your comfort in friends along the way.
The 15th Brigade. We fought against the Moors, the mercenaries, and the fascists. But on the Jarama tank, on the Jarama front, we had no tanks, no cannons, no airplane. And the last verse says, now we are leaving Spain, but we'll keep on fighting on other fronts. En la frontera Jarama.
Pete Seeger. Oh my gosh, there are so many albums coming out of these complete concerts. There's the one from Carnegie Hall in Pittsburgh from 1965. And there's, of course, came out about 20 years back, the We Shall Overcome Legacy Concert, the complete concert. And there's the complete concert at Sanders Hall. Came out, there was a 1980 concert. And, of course, the We Shall Overcome concert, the famous concert from 1962. This is from 1960. And it's really awesome. And you have to remember, about 1960, this is, of course, Not that long after Pete Seeger was blacklisted during the McCarthy era, and he'd left the Weavers, and he was kind of on his own. And this is an amazing album. All of these complete concert albums of Pete Seeger are such a wonderful experience. I almost wish that I could make a case for these as being events so that I could play for you during one show an entire album. You know, with all this stuff about the internet and X amount of songs you can play and all this kind of thing. If we could make a case that these concerts are historical, archival events, therefore we could play one of these four albums and show you what a complete Pete Seeger concert is like. And it's just amazing. It's an experience. And Pete is such a modest performer, given his status, given everything that he could do, and the involvement with the audience. Of course, some of those concert albums had choirs on them that were sort of rehearsed, but others didn't. This one doesn't. This is Baudouin College, or Baudouin. and it's the complete Baudouin College concert. And the audience appears to be fairly heavily weighted towards men. When there's laughter and when there is that kind of, you don't hear a lot of women. It's interesting. And there's some interesting things going on with some of the music. And we're going to play two more cuts. But we can't do it now because we can't play three cuts in a row. I'd like to, but we can't. I'm Dan Marr, and this is Inland Folk. Inland Folk for July the 2nd. This is 4th of July weekend. And in a way, when you think about it, what a way to start the show with a little bit of traditional old-time Americana. Like Bruce Molsky and his album Hoedown. Bruce Molsky, of course, is the respected fiddler who has influenced folks like Natalie and Brittany Hawes and a lot of old-timey players. And he is amazing. Old Bruce Molsky. This is Goodbye Old Paint, which is, of course, you know, there are lyrics to this and different tunes and that kind of thing. Goodbye Old Paint. Here we go, Bruce Molsky. Thank you.
wagon wheel, died with a toothache in his heel. Get out the way, old and Tucker, you're too late to get your supper. Get out the way, old and Tucker, you're too late to get your supper. A red hot coal got in his shoe, oh my lord, how the ashes flew. Get out the way, old and Tucker, you're too late to get your supper. Get out the way, old and Tucker, you're too late to get your supper. Old and Tucker's come to town, swinging the ladies round and round. First to the right and then to the left and then to the gal that he loves best. Of these three square dance tunes, the last one, a lot of people think is an old folk song, but actually it was a pop song. It was on the hit parade in the year of 1844. Well, it was the biggest hit of the decade until Oh Susanna came on in the year of 1848. It was written by Dan Emmett, the same guy who wrote Dixie. Dan Tucker was just such a good song, it entered into the folk tradition, kind of got new verses written to it and changed and added to a little bit. But I'm of the opinion that, for all we know, some pop song from our generation just might by some accident be so good that it also might Well, here's my nomination for one that might last a while. It's not really from your generation, it's from mine. 1935, George Gershwin. Summertime, and the living is easy. Fish are jumping, and the cotton is high. Your daddy's rich, and your mama's good-looking. So hush, little baby, don't you cry. One of these mornings, one of these mornings, you're gonna rise up, see, and you spread your wings. Play a banjo part along with it. Summertime, living is easy. Fish are jumping and the cotton is high.
Summertime.
Little baby.
reckon I can't go. I can't hold the wheel. Train on the island, headed for the west. Me and my girl, we fell out, it might be for the best. I can't hold the wheel.
Trail. Janet Bailey's take on the Colorado Trail, which I believe was written by Carl Sandburg. Or there's a story that's connected with Carl Sandburg and how he got that for the material for that poem, The Colorado Trail. And, of course, a lot of folks have recorded. Hank Kramer did a beautiful job on that on his Songs of the West album. And, of course, the Kingston Trio recorded it. And, actually, Pete Seeger does a verse of it on this Baudouin College concert album, The Complete Concert. And, of course, we heard the old Dan Tucker, old Joe Clark, Cripple Creek medley, and that banjo, that thing with Summertime and getting the audience involved. Man, a Pete Seeger concert. But of course, that was back in the days when people actually didn't mind singing along and they sang in audiences and there was a lot less me generation involved. Now it's a lot harder to get folks to sing along. And of course, in those days too, that material was what was selling. That's what the industry was pushing. And so there was a lot of that involved, too. Now people don't sing traditional folk songs as much because they just don't know them and they'd not heard them as they had in the 50s and 60s, especially after the big strike, the big ASCAP strike, when all the composers and performers and everybody went on strike. And so that's how the whole folk thing kind of got started. You know, it paved the way for your Kingston Trios and all of those groups because they were all doing traditional material. And the radio DJs needed something to play. And with all the ASCAP people on strike, they didn't have a lot of material to draw from. So that's when all of a sudden you started hearing Stephen Foster and the Kingston Trio doing Tom Dooley and all these different things. A lot of ramifications from that. Big, big ASCAP strike and the big payola scandal in 59 and 60. And effectively, pretty much American rock and roll kind of bottomed out. And, you know, original American rock and roll. And it didn't get back into vogue until the British invasion. And all those British guys, all those Beatles and all those folks, they've been listening to Howlin' Wolf and B.B. King and Bess Meyerson and all these different people. And they were having a field day with all that, and they brought that back over to us. Isn't that interesting how music sort of works? It's very interesting, actually. All righty. Well, we have to take a little bit of a break. Oh, yes, we do. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr. It is 4th of July weekend. Want you folks to drive real, real carefully. Because your holiday's on your Monday. Now, don't you go rushing back into town on Monday. You take your time on those roads, okay? And you be careful where you blow off those fireworks. Keep them away from folks. Alrighty? Alrighty, we're going to be right back for lots, lots, lots more stuff. You just hang on because we're coming back. Hang on, hang on.
People listen to classical music to relax, some because it heightens emotions, evokes memories, or maybe because it fuels creativity and stirs the imagination. Why do you listen to classical music? Whatever your reason, we're really glad you've chosen Northwest Public Radio to be your source for NPR and classical music.
There's a mix of cloud cover today with a high of 82 in Moscow and 91 in Lewiston. Tonight looks clear while Sunday brings sunshine and a strong breeze. Gusts up to 25 miles per hour in the Lewis and Clark Valley, sustaining through your Independence Day, which looks sunny and cooler. Mid-70s in the Palouse and mid-80s in the Lewis and Clark Valley.
Thank you. The mountains of his heart. The mountains.
calls again, so lonesome through the pine. He shakes his head and slowly rides away. The mountains of the heart, they are haunted, filled with granite shadows deep and stark, and the ghosts of things that might have been so lonesome ever wandered.
Too old to wrangle or ride on the swing, so you beat the triangle and you curse everything. If dirt was a kingdom, then you'd be the king. On the goodnight trail, on the loving trail, your old woman's lonesome tonight. Your French harp blows like a lone balling calf, and it's a wonder the wind don't tear off your skin. Get in there and blow out the light. With your snake oil and herbs and your liniment too, you can do anything that a doctor can do, except find a cure for your own goddamn stew. On the goodnight trail, on the loving trail, where your old woman's lonesome tonight, your French harp blows like a lone balling calf, and it's a wonder the wind don't tear off your skin. Get in there and blow out the light.
The cook fire is out and the coffee's all gone. The boys are all you just sit there all lost in song.
On the goodnight trail, on the loving trail, for your old woman's lonesome tonight. Your French harp blows like a lone balling calf, and it's a wonder tear off your skin. Get in there and blow out the light. Now I know someday that I'll be just the same, wearing an apron instead of a name. No one can change it, and no one's to blame. The desert's a book wrote in lizards and sage. It's no wonder you look like an old torn out page, faded and cracked with the colors of age. On the goodnight trail, on the some tonight, your French harp blows like a lone balling calf, and it's a wonder the wind don't
gonna hitch my horse up to my hack, buckle my banjo to my back. The buckle broke and the banjo flew. Devil got the buckle and the banjo too. Uncle Eef's got the coon and gone on, gone on, gone on. Uncle Eef's got the coon and gone on, and he's left us looking up a tree. Well, what kind of slippers does the angels wear? Slipping and a sliding on the golden stair. Golden slippers, silver socks, drop your nickels in the missionary box. Uncle Eef's got the coon and gone on, gone on, gone on. Uncle Eef's got the coon and gone on, and he's left us a looking up a tree. Oh, wake up, sister, don't you sleep too late. Keep your eyes on the golden gate. Get out there and dance by the light of the moon. Here comes Eef just a fetching of the coon. Uncle Eef's got the coon and gone on, gone on, gone on. Uncle Eef's got the coon and gone on, and he's left us looking up a tree. Well, I ought to tell you about my uncle. An amazing man, the world's greatest raccoon hunter. Never did take a gun when he went hunting raccoons, just took his axe and went off into the wilderness. I remember one particular January morning, cold morning, fresh fall of snow on the ground, about an inch of fresh snow. We found raccoon tracks leading off across a frozen cornfield, leading up right to a great big old tree setting by the frozen lake shore. Solid ice out on the lake, bunch of geese sitting out on the ice. Well, we watched this tree from a distance, and the tree seemed to swell up, and then it would get smaller. Then it would swell up again. Then it would get smaller again. And as we walked right up to the base of the tree and looked up in the branches, well, there must have been 3,000 raccoons up there. It was just chock full of raccoons, one of those famous raccoon trees they used to tell about in that part of Illinois. Uncle took his axe off his shoulder. He never did take his gun hunting. He just took his axe. He wanted to make sure he'd give the animals a better chance. And he started chopping that tree, and he chopped for a good 20 minutes. Pretty soon, the whole tree with all the raccoons just sort of teetered and fell over right onto the ice of the frozen lake. It was an amazing sight to watch those raccoons scampering around and all the geese flapping their wings out on the lake. That's when I realized that the geese had all been frozen solid right into the ice. It must have been a quick freeze the night before. Caught all those geese by the feet, held them right into the ice. They couldn't go anywhere. They were just flapping their wings like crazy. Well, Uncle ran out onto the ice, and he took his axe and he started chopping the ice. Chopped all the way around the tree and the geese and the raccoons. Pretty soon he had a great big piece of ice floating free. And you know, the beating of all those geese's wings made that whole big raft of ice float right up into the air, just sort of levitated it. All the raccoons looking over the edge of the ice. We jumped on there at the last minute, floating around right in midair. You could lean to the left and make the thing go to the left. Lean to the right and make it go to the right. If you step backwards, it would dip up over the trees. We headed north, went up towards the Wisconsin Dells, and you could look down and watch the Wisconsin River snaking through there. Beautiful scenery just to watch. And we flew around for a good 4 or 5 hours. Sun was getting low, and it was time to head back down toward central Illinois, where Uncle had his farm. We flew on down there and sort of flew around the farm for 15, 20 minutes or so, and Uncle had a great big chicken yard surrounded by chicken wire fence, and I realized his whole idea was to get this whole thing to come down right inside the chicken wire. That way he could capture all the geese, all the raccoons, and he'd have some fresh ice for refrigeration, too. Well, I wasn't sure how he was going to do this. I'd seen him do amazing things in my life. As a youth, he had made $1 million going door to door selling Cheerios as donut seeds. Made a lot of money that way. Well, there we were, floating around in midair. Time to come down. Uncle grabbed one goose by the neck and wrung its neck. Naturally, it stopped flapping its wings. We tilted a bit, and he ran over to the other side and grabbed another goose by the neck, wrung its neck. We kind of powered down, you might say, as the geese stopped flapping. Came in for the smoothest landing you ever saw. We had goose stew that night, goose pizza the next night, goose sandwiches for lunch. We were eating goose forever, it seemed. About 2 weeks after that, there come a knock at the door. was Davy Crockett himself. It seems that Uncle had captured every raccoon in that part of the United States, and there was no way for Davy to get the raccoon skins that he needed for those hats he used to wear. You know, the ones with the tails hanging down. Well, every week Davy would come to my uncle for a fresh hat, and that's how he used to get all those hats that made him so famous. Winnie from told this world goodbye, went to his heavenly home on high, told St. Peter for to make him room. Here comes Eve, just a fetching of the coon. Uncle Eve's got the coon and gone on, gone on, gone on. Uncle Eve's got the coon and gone on, and he's left us a looking up a tree. I heard Gene Autry sing this years and years ago. They were at the Oriental Theater downtown. They had a movie called The Strawberry Roan, and my parents had taken me down there to see the movie, and they had a stage show back in those days. And Gene was there with Champion the Wonder Horse, and I mean, for us kids to see Gene, the real man, Gene Autry there, it's like kids today looking at Luke Skywalker, I suspect. But it was an amazing thing. They introduced him, and he rode Champ out there, and Champ raised up on the hind legs, and Gene got him to do all kinds of tricks for us, and we were pretty amazed by it. Got Champ to pray. I'd never know a horse would pray, but he got down and prayed and rolled over, and Gene wasn't on him then, and Gene got back on him and put him through some more paces, and finally he was starting to get off and walk over to the microphone. Never noticed that Champ put a pile on that stage about the size of Mesa Verde. You know, it was, you know, some guy had to come out with a shovel and a broom. And Gene never noticed all this took place. He just walked over to the mic and said, "Well, now that Champ's done his show, time for me to do mine." And we expected him to drop his pants, you know, and just one of those things you don't forget. Parents are covering up the kids' eyes and just. See if I can remember this. It's a favorite, one of my favorite old songs that I sit around the house and do. When evening chores are ended at our ranch house on the trail, and all we've got to do is set around. Well, I saddle up my pony, go riding down the trail to watch the desert sun go down. All riding down the canyon to watch the sun go down. Picture that no artist e'er could paint. White-faced cattle moaning on the mountainside, and the coyote, she's a-howling to her mate. All cactus plants in blossom, sagebrush everywhere, granite spires rising all around. Oh, I tell you, friends, it's heaven to go riding down the trail to watch the desert sun go down. Oh, cactus plants in blossoms, sagebrush everywhere, granite spires rising all around. Well, I tell you, friends, it's heaven to go riding down the trail to watch the desert sun go down. Different parts of the country have tremendous differences in the kind of songs people sang. You could listen to songs and know where the people came from. Can't tell that nowadays. Turn on a radio in Chicago or New York or San Francisco, it's the same music everywhere. And we've lost some of that regionalism that made it pretty special kind of music. But that's what you're hearing here, you know. That specialness that all of us have, all our different parts of the country, geographically, ethnicity, that, how'd that word come out? Boy, almost didn't. stay out west. Well, as I rode out in the streets of Laredo, as I rode out in Laredo one day, well, I spied a young cowboy all dressed in white linen, dressed in white linen as cold as the clay. Well, I see by your outfit that you are a cowboy. These words he did say as I slowly walked by. Come and sit down beside me, hear my sad story. I'm shot in the breast and I know I must die. Well, I was once in the saddle, I used to go dashing. Oh, once in the saddle, there was hell for to pay. It was first down to Rosie's, then to the card house. I'm shot in the breast, and I'm dying today. Get six crooked gamblers to carry my coffin, six pretty maidens for to sing me a song. I'll put bunches of roses all over my coffin, roses just to deaden all the clots as they fall. Well, as I rode out in the streets of Laredo, as I rode out in Laredo one day, well, I spied a young cowboy dressed in white linen, dressed in white linen as cold as the clay.
Fourth of July thing there. I'm sure there are community centers all over the place doing this kind of thing. Millie, There's a Dance Tonight, David Mallett's song, done by Riley and Maloney from their album Live at the Backstage. And we heard a lot of other couple of art theme cuts. The Night Herd's Lament, the Streets of Laredo, and Champion and Gene, Riding on the Canyon. And Uncle F. Uncle F got the coon and long gone. And the Loving Trail, which is actually the Goodnight Loving Trail, named after Oliver Goodnight. Oliver Loving and Charles Goodnight, who actually, you know, one of them, I can't remember, I think it was Charles Goodnight, hauled his buddy Oliver Loving in a lead coffin all the way.